So I've just walked into Antenna for this evening's social enterprise meeting gather. It's the first one that I've seen at Antenna. I'm with Richard and David, and they're going to introduce the company. Hi guys, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, good.
Yeah, fine, thank you very much.
So tell me a little bit about space.
Okay, so we're a social enterprise that we are committed to improving the lives of people with learning disabilities. Young adults mostly, although we do some projects for younger people as well. We set up in July of 2010 to work with young adults who are accessing a personal budget, and just trying to be a little bit more proactive, a little bit more aspirational than what's currently out there at the moment.
Okay, so how long have you been doing this? What was your former work before getting into this?
Okay, so we both Richard and I have got backgrounds in working in special education. We've been teaching for well over 5 years, but each, and we have seen so many cases of people who maybe are struggling to move on in their life because the opportunities just aren't out there for them. So we've assessed that marketing, we've decided to move forward in the way that we have now.
Okay, so roughly what do you do, how do you put these things together so that it's a lot more optimised package than what's currently out there?
I think the big advantage we have is flexibility. We are very small at the moment, and our capacity is really only the equivalent of full-time of 20 or so people. So that gives us, as I said, real flexibility to run person-centred individual programmes, which a lot of the more traditional establishments just can't do. And I'm talking about things like day centres and other projects that currently exist. So that kind of gives us a little bit of an edge. We run a number of packages. If people are able to work towards employment, we'll support them with that. If people need help in terms of life skills, we'll help them with that. If it's more about self-esteem, confidence, social interaction, more social skills, we'll also help them with those things too.
Wow. So what's been the most proudest moment that you've had so far since you got started?
I think that's a good question, and Richard and I have been really successful recently in being awarded various grants where people have assessed us via a panel along a lot of people and have identified some mileage, some use of our project. So currently we've just been awarded a couple of quite big grants, but one by the Nottingham City Council.
Congratulations.
Thank you for that. And we're really proud of that.
I was just going to say, I think also on a more personal level, I think that the work we're doing at the moment, we're doing a lot of transition work and outreach work with people in the home, and seeing the direct impact that our intervention has on those families and improving not just the person who's engaged in the project, but the wider family as well. Seeing that positive impact is really, really heartening and really pleasing.
It sounds fantastic. Can you just give my listeners sort of a URL or a website where they can go to find out more information about you guys?
Yeah, of course, it's www.spaceinclusive.co.uk.